Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to take advantage of all the things that are there, including subscribe to my newsletter, including our blog, and thousands of archives, thousands of articles, lots of stuff there just for you. Joan Goldner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the founder of About Your Time, LLC, and the developer of a book that's now in its third edition. It's called Busybody Book, A Family Organizer. And boy, howdy, folks, do we need to get organized, a little better organized, especially between our families, between our personal lives and our business lives. And Joan's going to help us out with that. Joan, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Joan, one of the things that I've been doing on this show for and since I've been working with small business owners now for a long, long time, is trying to remind them and to help them understand that the line, the seam between our personal lives and our business lives is a very fine seam. What we do as small business owners especially weaves a very fine seam, and that it's not automatic, the balance thing. Does not come intuitively and automatic. It's very, very difficult to really separate and try to have balance in the two lives that are so important to us, our families, our personal lives, and our businesses. And you may have come up, I believe you may have come up with a structure that actually could make a great contribution to that. And apparently, now that since it's now in its third edition, other people agree with me.
Oh, they do. It's growing, and I have a very, very large following. There are especially mothers out there who are so overwhelmed and overbooked, whether they have one child or two children in school, and they're or working at home, working outside the home, getting their home and business organized is just an impossible task. And so I have developed this form, this grid in Busybody Book, which is pretty eye-opening because it allows you to basically see what everybody is doing at the same time, side by side. It's a very efficient organizer, and it shows you what your potential conflicts can be, whether it be trying to get your children off to school while you're trying to run for your train, whether it is getting your child to a doctor while you're expecting a sales call. It helps you prioritize your time, basically, and at the same time, manage it better.
Well, tell us, Joan, where the headwaters of this project came from. What was going on in your life that caused you to believe that this was needed?
Well, all my life I was in my own business, and I was in sales, and, you know, I would leave my home in the morning at 7:30, and I'd get into my office. I was completely organized. I used to create my own forms to keep track of my customers and all of their projects. I'd come home, you know, commute home, get home, prepare dinner, and then I became, shortly after I got married, a mother. Mm-hmm. And I realized very quickly that there was going to be a very, very big change in my time and how.
Now, wait a minute, Joan. You got married.
Yes.
You had a husband. I mean, husbands are automatic organizers. They're the ones who aren't husbands. The ones who get whip the family into shape and make sure everybody gets where they're going and all things get done on time. I mean, what's your problem here, Joan?
Excuse me. I don't think so. It is.
What?
It definitely is a partnership. I will agree to that. But when it comes to getting the babysitter here on time or being here when she doesn't show up, well, my husband was out the door.
Oh.
And so even though we may have been prepared on other days for those events, very often it was myself who had to be home here making those sales calls, follow-up calls, overseeing whatever production was going on from here while I had a little one. And so I quickly realized that, and I, as a result of course, having many friends with children and having their responsibilities becoming more and more overwhelming, I understood that there was something different that needed to be devised, that needed to be created so that everybody was on the same page, everybody was communicating with each other well, and needless to say, the Busybody book has really made a very big difference in my life.
How long did it take you? How long did you this project percolate inside of you, and did you use it in your own rudimentary way, so to speak, before you actually said, you know, wait a minute, this might this might help other people?
I was using it, absolutely. As I said, while I was in sales, I had created my own forms, my own grids, in order to keep track of the production of different client projects. And the typical calendars weren't necessarily working for me in order to then manage my household and my
work. So had you used some of the other organizers that I've used over the years?
Oh, yeah.
You used those? Oh. And they were helpful, but they didn't blend the balance thing, did they? They didn't help you with the family issues.
No, not at all. And from those, I would create my own. So mm-hmm. It was really trial and error until I just, happenstanced, upon this format. And it works. It works. Everybody in my family has their own column. Nobody is squeezed into the other person's space. There is
now, were you able to get your husband to conform to your little schedule here?
Basically, he'll glance at it.
Oh.
And he'll write. I did get him to write his schedule in, so I knew
what he was going to be. Joan, what more could you want from a guy?
I guess nothing much more. You're right, Jim.
I'm just having a little fun with you, Joan.
I know, and I appreciate it.
Guys are guys, and what are you going to do with them, right?
What are you going to do with them?
Can't live with them, can't live without them. You can't shoot them, whatever. Hey, Joan, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. Folks, when we come back after these messages, Joan's going to give us an idea about what's inside the book. And also, we'll talk about where you can find it. And all you ladies out there who can't, but guys too, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about whether guys use this kind of a thing or not. And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Joan Goldner is our guest. She's the author of Busybody Book, A Family Organizer. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Joan Goldner, founder of About Your Time, Body Book, Family Organizer. Joan, tell us where the book's available and give us your website, please.
You can find us at www.busybodybook.com, spelled exactly as it is said.
All together, busybodybook.com. And is it available in bookstores?
It's available in a small number of independent bookstores throughout the country, but you can purchase this on Amazon at the moment.
All right, good deal. And it's Joan Goldner, ladies and gentlemen. Joan, the only thing I'm worried about your book is that this is going to get women so organized, they'll be able to take over the world. And for my guys out there, I'm kind of worried about that. Can guys use this book? Do we need to get this book in sort of as self-defense?
Well, to reply to your first comment, I think we very much have taken over the world already.
You're scaring me now, Joan.
Yeah, well, what can I say? Will you guys benefit from this book? Absolutely. Absolutely. You'll know.
But here's the question, though, Joan.
Yes.
Should I buy one and give it to my wife?
Yes.
And encourage her to use it, wrap it up, maybe deliver it with flowers or something. Or should I buy two, give her one, and keep one myself? What should I do?
I would definitely buy two if I were you.
Now, can I get one with Can I get one with ducks and golf clubs and stuff on the cover instead of the other one?
Is that what's going to make you happy? Then we'll start producing one that's more male friendly.
Yeah, I need race cars and stuff like that, power tools, things like that.
I will definitely consider that. I'll take it up with my creative team.
Okay.
You guys could use some organization too.
We probably can, but seriously, is this something that's just for the ladies?
No, not at all. In fact, the grid, which is the main feature of Busy Body Book, is really very conducive to handling, managing, and organizing and coordinating not only your family, but at your home business as well, your home projects, your children's school. Hmm. The five columns lend themselves to so many areas of
every
your life,
page,
so that
every page has the five columns, and where you can just sort of you see what's going on in parallel, don't you?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
It's like they're two. You know, especially ladies, and I admit this, especially the ladies. But we all have different universes going on in parallel out there. We've got our personal lives, our business lives. We've got our recreational lives. We've got other things. And the ladies, especially with the jobs and the kids and doctor's appointments and things like that, your page actually helps you to manage those universes, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You see instantly whether there's an overlap. You instantly see if you've overbooked your children on the same day, or overcommitted yourself, especially if you're now working, whether it be mm-hmm. outside the home or inside the home, you can instantly tell whether or not your life is going to work either that day or that week.
Right. Tell us how the book, now, in terms of the calendar, it's laid out on a daily basis, but how long is, tell us about how long each book lasts and that sort of thing.
Well, the first edition started out as your typical calendar year, January through December, with, you know, a certain overlap into the next year. But I started hearing from lots of moms out there who decide that they celebrate their new year in September when the kids go back to school. They're throwing the confetti and they've got the noisemakers out at the bus stop. So we quickly did evolve into a 16-month organizer. And then I started hearing from the moms down south, and it came quickly apparent that the schools down south especially were starting in August, so we backed up one more month to the third edition, which is now a 17-month organizer. So you can begin in August this year of 06, and it will take you all the way through December of 07. Typically, parents want to start either in August or in January. So you really do have an option of going the full 17 months or picking up the next book whenever you choose.
Joan, I've got an idea for you here, and I think it'll help you sell more books. I think you need different versions. You need a calendar year version. I'm serious about this. You need a calendar year version. You need a school version. And you know, you need at least two, maybe three editions, one for people who, you know, who have children in school, and one for people who don't.
Oh, it's all in the plan, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah.
We do have ideas generating that will accommodate so many different lifestyles. Branding Busy Body Book has, I think I mentioned to you, been a labor of love. Getting our name out there has just created such great communication also from other parents and moms out there who send us their ideas. And on our list of to-dos in my Busy Body Book are those other generations.
And you encourage people to write in to write comments in and to help you to improve this thing. Joan, I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
We got more stuff to talk about. Good job. Congratulations on your success. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for having me, Jim.
Website again, please.
That's www.busybodybook.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. The author is Joan Goldner, and she'll be back another day. Quick break, right back with our good friend Tom Sullivan, right after these messages. He's a busybody, too. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.